All right. So you've been on or off the road this week?
I have been both. The 2020 Range Rover Evoque First Edition, they call this one. It's kind of spruced up a little bit. That's their compact. I like to call it Rover Light. But it's a neat vehicle. Obviously, all Rovers are very capable. This one, though, is great, especially if you live in town, because it's so easy to find a place to park it. Mm-hmm. It's got a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder gas engine, pumping out 246 horsepower, 269 pound-feet of torque, mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. All-wheel drive, by the way, electric power-assisted steering, terrain response, all-terrain progress control, hill descent control, torque vectoring, braking. I mean, these things are very, very capable. Premium LED headlights, power tailgate, fixed panoramic black roof, rain sensing wipers front and rear, grained leather seats, power adjustable heated front seats with lumbar and memory, 40-20-40 split rear. I took the thing through the hill country and it hauled all the deer corn I needed. Heated leather steering wheel, which is so nice in the winter. Dual zone climate control. All the safety stuff you'd want, certainly electronic traction control, emergency braking, anti-lock braking, emergency brake assist. Really good looking. And this one got some stuff. It wasn't copper, but it's sort of like that. These little inserts on the outside of the body. Little design touches. Just good looking. For a compact, it ain't cheap, but of course, it's a Rover. A lot of style to it. But that's what you're paying for. Of course, it's got it's imported, friends. Okay, the base on this is 56. This one, with just a couple of extra things, their dynamic suspension and the 21-inch wheels, which were really great looking. It topped out at 59. But good mileage, 20 in the city, 27 on the highway. Rides like a rock, too. Good, solid comfort in a compact vehicle. Check it out, 2020 Range Rover Evoque First Edition.
All right. Don't know if you saw this or not, but SAMI, the Sporting Arms and Ammunition Manufacturers Institute,
right,
has accepted two new cartridges. Did you see that?
No. How'd I miss that?
On Federal, the 12-gauge inch-and-three-quarter shot shell. I mean, these are the little.
Yeah.
You okay?
Sure.
With a maximum average pressure of 11,500 PSI and a 16-ounce load of number 8 shot. Interesting there. I guess if you load, you may have to adjust your choke, you know.
Well, you also, it's
got to be. I mean, not your choke, your plug.
Yeah, right. Well, it's also got to be, yeah, good point. But it also got to be in the right firearm. You got to make sure they'll feed. Now, these things are absolutely no problem, obviously, in any double guns.
Right.
But you've got a real issue with automatics and pumps.
Right. Then Nosler has developed the 6.5 284 Norma rifle cartridge with shooting 130 grain bullet traveling at a velocity of 2,900 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have enough choices already on shot shells
right,
or in rifle calibers,
right,
you know, we got some more for you.
Yeah, but also there's a lot of 2 3/4 low recoil rounds out there that are just great. We got to remember those old Brits killed millions,
yes,
of birds, you know, with 2.5-inch shells and 7/8 ounce of lead.
Oh,
so
you can't shoot birds with low brass?
Oh, no, of course not.
All right. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break when we come back. From Capital Farm Credit, Jay Thompson and Brandy Bendeley, they're on their way.